Wrestling Radio. VGLosers.com.
You press your luck. Welcome to Wrestling Radio here at VGLosers.com. And we're running a little late, in case you hadn't noticed, so we're going to have to do this kind of quickly. For those who don't know, my daughter turned 2 today, thank you, and her party is tomorrow, so there's lots of stuff going on around here, and quite frankly, you know, doing the SmackDown report just kind of dropped, you know, down on the list, but here we go into it. The other wonderful thing that happened today is she was running around without a diaper for a couple minutes, and she pooped right on the steps, so I got to pick up 2-year-old poop off of our carpeted steps. That was nice. That's just, you know, it's makes the day so great. So before we go any further, I do have a piece of voicemail I'm going to play here. This pertains to my Raw report from earlier this week. Let's take a listen.
Doug, this is James, J-Raz, just listening to your wrestling radio and noticed that you conveniently left out the fact that Macaulay Culkin showed up. That was the whole point of having the Hornswoggle doing the whole can of paint thing, because Macaulay Culkin was the one who did it. It's funny, because Home Alone, it's a joke. Next time, don't leave that stuff out.
Well, J-Raz, unfortunately, you're 100% correct that I totally, you know, skipped over that while I was going through my report. And to be honest, you're the only person who happened to notice that. So as far as Macaulay Culkin goes, you're that guy. That's right, J-Raz. You're the one who had to make a point of Macaulay Culkin, the guy who hasn't been a star since he last did that movie where he was a kid. That's right, when he was hanging out with Michael Jackson as a kid. Let's think about that for a moment, shall we? No, we probably shouldn't. So congratulations, J-Raz, you called me out on that. And folks, that's how voicemail works. If you call and leave a voicemail message, that's how it's going to sound right on our show. So I'll give you the number at the end of the show. And if you want to call in and tell me how terrible I did on this show today, feel free. That's what it's there for. So, taking a look at Friday Night SmackDown, we open with Rey Mysterio and Crime Time versus Jericho, The Big Slow, and Dolph Ziggler. They actually let Big Show come off, of course, as a big, tough dude. They want him to look menacing and, you know, get him ready for the match at the pay-per-view. But Ziggler actually gets the pin on Rey Mysterio after Big Show punches Rey Mysterio in the head and basically knocks him out, so... Big Show, they, you know, try to make him look like the monster. They let Ziggler get the pin, so it was pretty good. All, you know, a nice match to start off the show. No real problems, really, in it, and everything was fine there. They did an interview with Josh Matthews with Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy basically came out and just basically apologized for everything that had happened. You know, said it was all his fault, took full responsibility, said, you know, he didn't really mean to do what he was doing. He just kind of got carried away and whatever. But, you know, he's done. He wants to reconcile with Jeff. And Jeff accepted his apology. So there you go. Kane came out and cut a promo on the Great Khali. It lasted about, I don't know, 4 minutes, and it was about 3 minutes and 59 seconds too long. And so then, of course, Khali comes out, and as Khali makes it to the ring, Kane slides out, grabs a chair, slides back in, goes to hit Khali. Khali punches it out of Kane's hands, attacks Kane in the corner, working him over until, basically, Khali decides he's going to grab the chair, turns around to grab it, and Kane bails. So that's supposed to get you to care about their match at the pay-per-view. It's a dismal failure. They did a Finlay versus Mike Knox match. The ending of it sucked because they did a DQ. And they did it in the most retarded way. But as far as the actual match goes, it was actually really good. They had Mike Knox do a lot of submissions, work over... Basically, they played up the whole idea that Mike Knox knows a lot about human anatomy. You're supposed to think that, he's the guy who lives up in the mountains, that he probably kidnaps people and tortures them and, does that kind of stuff so he knows how to make them feel pain. He's the, the backwoods Appalachian deliverance cannibal guy. And as far as his match with Finley, though, it was good. It was excellent, except at the end, he had Finley down on the mat, and he's laying in with him with elbows and just hitting him with the elbows, and the ref is like, one, two, three, four, five, and then calls for the bell. And that's the end. So by DQ, Finley wins. Mike Knox gets upset, starts beating up on Finley, throws him to the outside, grabs the ring steps, and continues to beat on him. And just basically, well, he's got that anger, and once you set him off, there's no stopping him. Good commercial, come back. We've got Matt Hardy, or I'm sorry, Matt Hardy. We did his segment. Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy is in the ring. They've got a whole bunch of ladders. Ladders of every shape and size standing up in the ring and around the ring and whatever. And Jeff basically climbs on top and he says his doctors told him to retire. His neck is hurt. He shouldn't be wrestling anymore. He said he never listened to doctors before and he's not about to now. Punk comes out and he says, your end is going to come at SummerSlam. You will not be competing anymore. This is when you're going to retire. And, Jeff basically says that, you can't stop me. You'll never be able to stop me, whatever. And Punk says, well, let's find out. So Punk rushes towards the ladder and gives it a knock, like he's trying to knock the ladder backwards. So Jeff jumps off the ladder and gives him the Twist of Fate. And as he's hitting the Twist of Fate on CM Punk, the ladder that Punk had pushed wobbles back and forth and then falls on Jeff Hardy and smacks him in the head as he's doing the Twist of Fate on CM Punk. So, of course, he rolls out of the ring, and the first thing JR says is, well, he may have re-injured his neck. He may not be able to compete at the pay-per-view. Oh, great. Thanks for bringing that up. So, we'll see what happens with that, but promo was fine. The unintentional extra injury actually makes it something that you probably want to watch, even if you were planning to fast forward through it. But for the most part, again, fine. 100% better than anything we saw on Raw this week, so take that for what it's worth. They had Maria and Melina versus Layla and Natalya. They had Michelle McCool doing commentary at ringside, and she was fine, I guess. Not as good as, Trish used to come out and do it, was really good. Mickey has done it from time to time, has been okay. Not as good as either of those, but definitely better than when Melina comes out and does it, or, someone else like that. You can tell that someone was obviously feeding her some lines here and there. For the most part, she was just quiet unless they were asking her, something, whatever. But as far as the match itself, Natalya looks good in the ring. I mean, she's excellent. Melina looked all right. I think Layla was the only one that ever looked like kind of a problem in here. Maybe Maria a little bit, but definitely much better than women's matches we've seen lately. The funny thing is, though, that Michelle McCool, being the one with the belt, is supposed to be the one that you want to see wrestle, and her not wrestling in this match made this match pretty good. So, what is that going to tell you? Backstage, I had Rey Mysterio doing an interview. He said, he's ready to fight Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam. He's got the title. Dolph Ziggler came close at whatever it was. I can't even remember what the last pay-per-view was, but whatever that pay-per-view was. Rey Mysterio said, he did pretty good. He came close, but he didn't quite do it. So if he wants to win at SummerSlam, he's got to bring it. And it was a fine babyface promo. I mean, it was just what you should want a babyface to say. Just basically, if this is something he's going to do, then I'm ready for him. But it'll be a good match, is basically what Rey Mysterio was saying, and that's exactly what you want him to say like this. So came across pretty good. I was happy with it. Main event, you had Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy with John Morrison versus CM Punk and the Hart Dynasty. They Morrison comes out to do his entrance, and while the fans are blowing his hair or whatever, stagehands who had set it up accidentally knocked it over, and so Morrison kind of recognizes it and laughs at him. So that was kind of funny. When the Hardys came out, the Hardys actually came out to their old Hardy Boys music. So they came out together, playing that old style music, doing their old style entrance. So that was pretty neat. That was a fun little moment to relive. If this was TNA, of course, that'd be their gimmick, is reuniting under their old as the old tag team, trying to recapture the fire from 15 years ago, whatever. But since it's not TNA, they're doing it for one night, and it was fine. This, of course, came after they did the video for the DX return on Raw, the what, fifth time DX has reunited on Raw and reunited with the exact same gimmick, running with the gimmick longer than a one-night show. So it's an interesting little juxtaposition there. I said it, you heard me, big word. I want to say the match started out pretty good. It kind of slowed down in the middle, but once they kind of caught their breather and they got the cue that they had, 5 minutes left or whatever, that's when they just decided, okay, now it's time to tear it up. And the last 5 minutes, last 7 minutes, whatever it was just awesome. It was just great. Lots of energy, lots of stuff going back and forth. Let's see here. And so it ended with Matt Hardy actually hitting the Twist of Fate on CM Punk and getting the pin. So my guess here is, Jeff Hardy signed a contract extension, but not actually a new contract. So he is actually going to be done in a week. He will do SummerSlam, but then there's a question whether or not he'll do the next SmackDown. Word, the buzz is that Jeff will retain the title at SummerSlam and then lose it at SmackDown tapings the next week, and that'll be the end of him on TV for the foreseeable future as he takes time off until he's ready to come back and make some money. So they had Matt Hardy pin CM Punk because that's going to be your program going forward, Matt Hardy versus CM Punk. So they played with that a little here, and that was good to see. So all in all, again, thumbs up show. This is the type of show. It was not spectacular. It was not like, ooh, this is a burning the roof down episode. But it's definitely a good episode, a solid episode. Good wrestling. The promos were fine, except for Kane. But what are you gonna do? And really, this is the type of show, if they were doing this show twice a week, every week, viewership would be through the roof, because this is the excellent, excellent type of programming that they need. So anyway, that's going to wrap it up for today. Like I said, we're going to do it kind of quick because we're running late. It's already, gosh, 4:30 in the afternoon. So thank you guys for listening. And oh, before I forget, I promised you guys the Skype number. Area code 217-953-4025. You can call, leave us a voicemail. 217-953-4025. Now, if you have Skype and you don't, you live somewhere else in the world, or you don't want to make a long distance call, you don't have a cell phone with free long distance, whatever, you can download Skype, get on Skype. The username is Dirt Mound, DirtMound, Dirt Mound. You can find me, leave me a voicemail that way. I can use it put in the show, just like you heard Jay Raz earlier tonight. So, again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys later.